Good morning, Big Town Man. When I first got this car, it had one of those really shit cabin lights, which is sort of like, you know, a tiny little birthday candle, cake candle with flat batteries, if you know what I mean. Do you get that joke? So what I did is I hacked the fucking, modified it. And so you can see the old case there. And what I did is I got a LED module and sort of wired that into the original circuit using a dummy globe, just contacts and stuff, and then put that on an aluminium bracket and heat sink the bracket. And what a lot of people don't know is that when you transfer heat from one component to another, it really doesn't matter what you use, as long as it's extremely thin. So you can use, provided the temperatures aren't too high and the heat transfer rates aren't really fucking high, you know, you can just use, I think that was contact adhesive, you know. So you put a little bit on each side, and then you do this, you just sort of wiggle them in, you know, just sort of slowly sort of wiggle them in so the glue squeezes out, and you end up with a sort of a microscopic thin film, but it binds the fucking heat sink to the fucking bracket, so that can, that, those LEDs do get kind of hot, but like, you know, with the heat sinking, it keeps all the junction temperatures low, and it stops the bracket getting hot, and it stops the housing sort of getting soft and sort of melting and all this sort of shit, so it works really well. And it gives a huge amount of light, so you can sort of see down there, you know. And the other thing I did the other day was, there's this light from Aldi, right? It's a sort of cupboard light sort of thing. So what I did is I cut away this section here. So instead of the light coming out through a really narrow little sort of slot, you know, like that, I cut away this section here. I sealed the silicon sealant, I sealed the LED module in with where the support had been sort of ground away. I sealed that in with silicon sealant. I wiped everything, and I also sealed up the case with, along the joint line with, super glue, you know, and just to make sure, because this is in a vibrating environment, you know what I mean, and then I applied silicone sealant, like a couple of big thick sort of strips up the back and top, and yeah, this has a rather interesting function. It's got a two modes. One is if you put your hands under it, it'll come on, and since you take your hands away from it, it'll go on. And there's another function which is sort of like if it's sitting inside a cupboard or something, you open the door. Yeah, that's the thing. See, so what this does, so it detects whether something's moving under it, or you know, or something is in front of it or away from it, you know, two different functions. And so when it's it doesn't come on real quick, but it comes on sort of fast enough. But these two, I'll turn this light off. Yeah, but these two, this gives a backlighting, so when you want to read something, you know, so when you want to read something in front of you, you know, hold up something, or if you want to see inside the cabin, like as in watch down on the floor, you know, okay there, you know, you got two really fucking you know, and this charges, there's a little slot up under, oh, we'll put the fucking light back on. We'll put, there's a little USB fucking slot, you know. So, yeah, you just turn it off when you don't want it to function. But that's there because it's just like, this light itself, it lights up really well, you know. It does, but, you know, from sort of, you can see that how well, then you go into the dark area, you know what I mean? So this means you can sort of see everything in front of you, you know, to a point. But the now the new little backlight up there works to sort of give really fucking good lighting in the cabin, you know. And one of the things is I'm not afraid to make these changes in order to make all this shit work. And yeah, so that's a good thing. And of course the the LED, I put in a whole heap of LED lights all around, but the cheap ones off eBay, you know, the standard sort of running lights and blinker lights and all that sort of shit. The blinker lights, and the brake light types things, they've proven to be fucking, you know, tail light, brake light. The cheap ones off eBay have proven to be fucking defective. And what we've got now is a situation where, you know, the indicators are, it might be a fault, I think it's a faulty indicator, or the light, you know, the LED light itself on the right hand side. So when I turn the signal on to right, with no load, almost no resistance in the system, no load, that affects the flasher rate. And so that's sort of like about double. And that's both left and right hand when both LEDs are working on both sides. But so that's a bit of a giveaway to police and shit, you know. So when the right one on the front right stops working periodically, the blinker, the right rear blinker, flashes at about four times the rate, and I can't be fucked finding the finding the 50 ohm resistor to wire to wire it into the fucking circuit, you know, to make, you know, to make for a dummy load to make the flasher work at the right rate. So I said, oh, fuck it, you know, fuck all this. And just throw, you know, get some new fucking blinkers and throw them in. So throw four new blinker bulbs, front and back. Throw them in, you know, fuck be done with it. Because like, because the LED lights have so, you know, if you go blink, 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 you know, and it does it for, say, maybe 5 minutes a day, once every 2 weeks, you know, these lights will basically last for infinity, you know, and there's no real power saving. You know, I mean, there is a power saving, but it's so fuck all, you know what I mean? You know, so they're just getting, and I'm going to go, this is, I shouldn't show you this later on, but when I first got the car, it had an idiot Toyota combination radio and CD player, and you know, so what it did was, one day it had sort of mystical little symbols in tiny fine writing or hieroglyphs, you know, and the radio would periodically come on and go off, you know, that's the normal sort of FM, AM, FM radio. And so I said, oh, fuck this, you know, and I couldn't, because there's about 18 buttons on it, you know, I eventually said, you know, fuck this, it's just turning on and there's no, you know, when I was a kid, one of my old man's first cars when I was with him, you know, was a little, was a tiny little Mazda fucking, you know, four cylinder, I think it was Matson or Mazda or Datsun, you know, and it would, it just it was an AM radio, you know, and it just had the volume on the left, the button, the knob on the left was on and volume, and the button and the knob on the right was just tune the station in, you know what I mean? It was that fucking, you didn't have to think to be able to tune it in. But this fucking, you know, CD player slash radio had 18 buttons. They're all in tiny little hieroglyphs, so when you're sort of looking down the road, you have to sort of get down here to be able to sort of read it. And the only time I ever did that when I was driving, I sort of slowed down and I was pointed straight ahead, but it only took a couple of seconds and I went, ooh, I sort of sat up and went, ooh, fuck, I'm aiming for the trees. Fuck this, you know. I can't switch the fucking thing on or off. And it just, I don't want to be interpreting hieroglyphs, you know. You know, all those like little labels in the back of shirts and shit. I just toss everything into a fucking moderately hot wash. You know, pouring a big dose of dishwashing liquid. Yeah, it does all right on clothes, you know. Fuck, it does. Comes out clean and soft, you know. You know, the labels about, you know, ironing and hot wash, cold wash, this, that, the other. I know you don't put wool in a fucking boiling water, but everything else just goes into the same fucking wash. It doesn't seem to sort of, you know. So, when I've got, you know, a little bloody, what's that called? So when I've got a fucking car radio type thing, which is just a cunt fest of buttons, I just said, fuck this, it's coming out. And so I then bought a electronic kit from an electronic supplier, which is a Bluetooth receiver and amplifier. So it's like 20 watts a channel, which is plenty loud, and I'm going to cut that out. I'm going to put a bit, cut up some aluminium plate and just put, you know, two small speakers in there, just so I've got volume to hear it over the sort of noisy car interior, you know? Because this is like a work vehicle. It's not like a luxury sedan type thing. And, yeah. So those are the plans, you know? Yeah, there's a few other things I've got to get fixed. I shouldn't announce it. Probably there's a million police watching my fucking channels, you know. Oh my god, his blinker's not working. Oh, you know. Yeah, so you'd be surprised how pissy the big government agencies get when you stand up to them and what they do, and, you know, under scrutiny, you know, fucking federal police and all this other sort of shit, because I told Australia Post to fuck off, you know. They employ stupid cunts who give you nothing but grief, and when you know, raise hell with a fucking organisation, they're all putting you under surveillance. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, you know. So Australia Post, you can just fuck right off, and the police and all these other cunts, you know, keeping you under surveillance because you told Australia Post to fuck off, you know. You know, everything about that organisation. There's a lot of good people work for Australia Post, but, you know, the management are a useless bunch of cunts, you know, and, you know, there's people on the payroll in, you know, the odd licensed post office here or there who are absolute fucking arseholes, and they shouldn't be having a fucking post office, you know what I mean? They're the ones that, you know, you go, well, fuck, I don't use Australia Post at all, you know, fucking, you know, thanks to them I stopped using it. And when I sort of figured out that you could send a
200 page document as a PDF, and it would cost you, you know, like a, you know, costing you transmission time and all this other sort of shit, and the cost of your internet and computer and stuff, you know, you're basically looking at 2 cents to send each document, you know, versus if you post them and you're looking at about $20, and if you've got to send, say, 10 documents by post, well, that's $200. Well, fuck that, just send them as PDFs, and the cunts at the other end can print them out themselves, you know? So when I started figuring out all this sort of stuff, you know, the local postie's a complete fucking shithead, him and his retarded son, and they're bloody, you know, just fucked, you know. You pay for deliveries to your place, not for them to say, oh, no, no, can't do it, we can't drop the shit off. You paid for a delivery, but we'll just card you. And, you know, yeah, we'll just put up a card in your letterbox and you can come and pick it up yourself. Well, you know, I've got no way to get it home and it weighs like 20 fucking kilos. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, come back tomorrow. Maybe the next day. Maybe somebody will be able to do it then. Oh, maybe they're off till the end of the week. Oh, you know. Nah, it's your job to load up all the parcels in your fucking own car and drop it off to people's places. That's what we've paid for, you know. Just endless bullshit. Just, you know. Oh, it won't fit in the letterbox. You know, can't leave it there. So we'll just send it back to fucking China for you. Yeah, you fucking smart cunts, you know. Just endless bullshit. So this is why, you know, I have a bit of a nose out of joint situation with the Australian Federal Police and the fucking Australia Post and the fucking Victoria Police. Oh, we're keeping him under surveillance because he told Australia Post and its fucking arsehole management to go fuck off, you know. Oh, it's not my job. Oh, fucking, you know. So, yeah. But that's all right. So, yeah, I don't use Australia Post. I forgot how I got into that fucking rant. But anyway, I've got a little kit. It's a Bluetooth receiver, and I'm going to put it in an aluminium panel. Got all the brackets and shit there. And a little pack of fuses. And a pack of fuses. All the parts, all that sort of stuff, brackets, everything. And yeah, so yeah, what am I doing? So I just reinstalled the brackets and put a fucking aluminium plate over the front of it, you know, where the fucking idiot's fucking CD play, idiot CD radio fucking thing used to be, you know. And, yeah, so that's all for now, MGTOW man. Thank you.